In addition to the aspects of this photograph that are in the written text, there's another reason that I suspect this photograph has such strange perspective in it. In the bottom half of the photograph, on the right-hand side, is a structure that looks vaguely like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, leaning sort of in the opposite direction that the actual Leaning Tower does in real life. But if you look at the shape of the stalagmite or stalactite, I never can remember which is which, you'll see some columns that make it look sort of like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. In the top half of the photograph, when we're looking sort of straight down at something, it almost has the same feeling of those photographs we see of Bryce Canyon or one of those kinds of places in the southern Utah canyonlands where we're looking down at all of these wonderful columns and spires and whatnot. It's the visual references of these two locations that come to mind. It may very well be that part of the reason we're predisposed to see the bottom half of the photograph from a position of looking up is because of this visual reference of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's something we've all seen, we all know, we all recognize. And similarly, we look at the top half of the photograph and it kind of feels like we're looking down because we have the visual literacy of what those canyons look like in southern Utah, particularly when photographed from the scenic viewpoints and Bryce looking down on all those spires. There is no question that we are influenced by our visual literacy. And in this particular case, it may be adding to this strange sense of multiple perspectives that come through so strongly in this photograph. Our own visual memories are pushing us in that direction.